Now, Emperor Shiva, what year were you, did you come to America?
1912.
And you married Uncle Bahar in
1912.
Same year?
Yes.
And did you get married here or in Rhodes?
Yes.
In Rhodes. And when you came over from Rhodes, Uncle Bahar was already here before, right?
Yes.
And he went to Rhodes.
Estas demandas me las demandó mi castigador in Ellis Island. In immigration, they asked me that question too. How your husband was in the United States, he was pregnant now 4 months. I don't know, mister. It's a big question, that. How did you find this?
Okay. When you first came, did you live in New York for a while?
Yes. I had my first child in New York.
Uh-huh. And how long did you live in New York for?
A little over a year.
A year?
A year.
Okay. And when you were doing that, like, what job, what was Uncle Bahar doing? Like, was he a...
Candyman. Sell the candy in the movies, in the moving picture.
Uh-huh.
He used to sell the candy.
Uh-huh.
Up and down.
Did he do shoe shine at all while he was in New York at all?
No.
Or flour?
No, nothing. Just Candyman.
Okay. Then you went over to Portland.
Yeah, after... when I went back to Rhodes, was in 1938 that I had my first child.
You went back to Rhodes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I stayed in Rhodes for till 1916.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Boy. Oh,
and
I
come back in the United States. I went to Portland. Uh-huh. I have another two children.
Uh-huh.
Joy and Molly.
Uh-huh.
So Uncle Bahar used to have a shoe shine.
Okay, now when you went back to Rhodes, mm-hmm. for those years, did Uncle Bahar went with you, huh?
No, stay in the United States.
In New York?
No, Portland.
Oh, okay. So when you went to Rhodes, he went to...
When I went to Rhodes, Uncle Bahar left for Portland.
Ah.
That's all.
And he was to make more money, is that it?
Well, when in a camp, they have the family. My family was to be in Portland. My two brothers. I used to have two brothers.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Bahar Amato and my brother Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Amato.
Why didn't you go with them though?
No, I went back to Rhodes because I want to see my folks.
Uh-huh.
And my grandpa wants to see my child. He said, my first grandchild, I want to have it in the house. Instead to go to Portland, come back to with me, with the family,
uh-huh.
And I stayed there for 2.5 years, I think. In Rhodes, I think.
Uh-huh.
And when the war was declared, the First World War,
mm-hmm.
My husband sent me right away come, because the war is going to be on. I don't know if I want to be home or not, because I was drafted.
Uh-huh.
No, when they drafted, they say, I have one child. They don't took it. Father with one child, they don't take it.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then I come to the United States, I be pregnant, I have a Joy,
mm-hmm.
My second child.
Uh-huh.
They won't take it because after they start calling one father to one child, and then I have the two, they won't take it.
Okay.
And after the armistice come out.
Uh-huh.
That's all they stay. That's all I have there at Mali.
Okay. When you were in New York, were there other families, Rhodes family?
Plenty Rhodes Lees.
In New York?
Plenty.
When you were there in...
Yes, when I was in 12 and 13.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they have a lot of...
How many families? About, you know, just...
Guess.
Yeah, guess.
About 15 families.
Hmm.
15.
Okay.
From Rhodes.
Uh-huh. And then when you went to Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
And when you went back to Rhodes,
yes.
And then after that World War I was declared, and you came to
Portland, straight ahead of Portland.
You didn't even stop in New York.
No, I stopped in New York to Ellis Island.
You didn't see you didn't see any of the families in New York again, huh?
No, I didn't see nobody. I didn't have my family in New York.
Uh-huh.
Only my friends.
Okay, so when you went to Portland,
yeah.
Like about how many people were settled in that area? Do you remember?
In Portland, Oregon? 5-6 family.
5 or 6 family, that's all, huh?
That's all, the rabbis.
Uh-huh, yeah,
that's
right.
All.
Were there other Sephardics there?
Yes, they had the other. Smyrna, Constantinople, you know, Tekir Dai, you know, Gallipoli, you know, they have it.
Were there a lot?
No.
Just
another 5-6 family.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Okay, when you... Now, this is, if you can remember this.
That's
when,
all.
When you were in New York...
Yes.
For the first time...
Si.
Did you know that there were... relatives, or did you know that there were people in Portland?
No.
No one was there? About that you know of?
You know, the people came to New York, they go straight to Portland. They don't come back to New York. They live in Portland or Seattle.
Okay, when you were in New York for the first time, do you remember anybody being in Seattle or Los Angeles?
No, nobody.
None of your relatives?
Only Sarota de Mijaela Margano.
Oh, wait, no. Who is that?
Sarota de Mijaela Arguedi.
Sarota who?
Sara Arguedi.
Was she Rhodes?
She's from Rhodes, but she then went to... After I left for Rhodes,
uh-huh.
And she left for Seattle, Portland. I didn't see her anymore.
Uh-huh.
She used to live in New York.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you don't know of any other families that were over there at the time? Okay, now, can you remember any of the families that... See, what I'm trying to do is like get some of the earliest families that came to, you know, America, you know.
In the United States?
Yeah. This is hard, isn't it?
No, that's all right. That's not hard.
Okay, now, if you can remember like any families.
Yes, Sarah Arguedi, Sarina Arguedi. But she don't live anymore. She passed.
Uh-huh.
She passed away.
Were there other families in New York that were there already before you got there for the first time?
No, nobody. I was very early, 1912.
You were young. Yeah.
Everybody in West Army was in Rhodes. That's all. Only I was the first one came to the United States. Only Sarah Mihaela Arguedi was the first one, and I was the second one.
The second woman, you mean?
Yeah, I see in New York.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed with her the whole year.
Uh-huh.
Lived together, not just neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 to 6 blocks apart.
Do you remember any, do you think Uncle Bahor would remember some of the family names that lived in Rhodes?
No.
Or that lived in New York, that were Rhodesleys?
Yeah, they have lots of Rhodesleys.
Do you think Uncle Bahor might remember some names?
I can, when my Uncle Bahor remember, I can remember too.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, that's good. Let's see. Oh, okay. Now, you were born in, both your parents were born in Rhodes, right?
Rhodes, the same place.
Uh-huh.
The same town.
Okay.
Everybody from Rhodes.
Okay. Now, do you remember any when you were young before you came to America?
Yeah.
Do you remember anybody, any other people that went to any other place besides America? Like, did any of them leave for Israel or anything like that earlier?
No.
The only place, so as far as you know, the only people that went from
Rhodes to the United States.
And that's the only place
that's
they go?
That's all. Some ones stay in New York, some other ones they go to Seattle, Portland. That's all we know.
Grandma Vicky, she was in Egypt. She
came Grandma Vicky.
She went to Negri.
She went to Turkey. Uh-huh. Negri was
uh-huh.
Turkey,
uh-huh.
And then maybe she would know Turkey, and she was in Egypt, Cairo.
Uh-huh. You guys never went there?
No.
Never?
Even right now we've never been there.
No, we are only Rhodes, the United States, that's all we know.
Okay.
That's all, Kansas, there is to it. It's good enough for us.
Okay, now when you were in... You and Rhodes, you left, you must have left when you were young, right?
Sure.
Now,
20. I was 20 years old.
Uh-huh. Okay, now did you, what did you think of Rhodes at the time?
It was a beautiful. Was when I left there, it was a Turkey, no, became Italy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When I married, it was Turkey. After 1 month, they became Italy.
Uh-huh.
In 1912, the Italian government occupy Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
So Only I stayed with them over 3 months, that's all, 3-4 months.
Uh-huh. But you enjoyed living in Rhodes?
Very much.
You really enjoyed it?
That is our best place.
You saw it now. It's not, none is better than before.
And then I went, I came back to the United States in 1916, and I stayed to 1928. And I went back to Rhodes again.
Oh.
With Uncle Bachor and my 2 kids, the small ones. Esther was in high school, Emmanuel High School,
uh-huh.
And Joy was in Jane Addams Junior High. I didn't take it with me. I lived with Mama here in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Grandma. And then I come, then I stayed there for 6 months.
In Rhodes?
In Rhodes. Uh-huh. Really enjoyed it very much. To see the Fox, that was the last time I see the Fox, no more. We come back again, and we stay with the family together. Since 1958, 59, we went together in Rhodes. And 59, we left again. We went to Rhodes, Uncle Bachor and Ma and Grandma and me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't live with no mothers. I stayed all the time in the United States since that time.
Okay.
I traveled very much.
Yeah.
And I love it. I was younger, sorry, I'm 30. Mom, tell me to go. Where?
Let's see, Andy Basha, do you, when you first came to the United States, like, were you sad about being here, or very happy to be here, or?
No, I was very disappointed.
Because?
Because I was all alone. I expect the baby.
Mm-hmm.
To be all alone, no family. We don't know the language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand a word. That's all. I feel very disappointed. I say all the time I was crying.
Mm.
For what? For I came to the United States to leave my family and be alone. Well, after, I grow a little bigger.
Uh-huh.
I understand I'm supposed to be alone. That's all, with the husband. That's all. And I come back again in 1916. Mm. During the last trip was our boat, our voyage. And so, and then, since then, I raised my family. I never, I like better Portland, better than New York.
You like what?
Portland, I love better than New York. New York is a big town.
Yeah.
Too much transit, you know, too much crowd, too much, I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
When I came to Portland, just like Rhodes.
It was better.
Yeah, it was better. I had more friends. And I learned some of my language. I improve it. That's all. I feel better.
Yeah.
And the children, they was small one, they get them big.
Mm-hmm.
The family enlarged and I feel more happy.
How are the houses when you lived in New York and when you lived in Portland? How are the houses?
The house where I used to live in Portland, in Rhodes, the worst one.
Oh, in?
On the fourth floor.
In New York.
In New York.
Oh, New York, it was
New York.
Very bad.
On the fourth floor, I used to live.
Mm-hmm. What was it
they
like?
They don't have no bed up. Only, I go all the time, every week I go to the Turkish bed, was close.
A Turkish bed? In New York?
New York. We used to have a very nice Turkish bed.
Uh-huh.
And then, what do you want to do? You know, one the floor, in every building, in every floor, only it's a difference, see?
Uh-huh.
I didn't like the New York. When I went to Portland, it's the best thing.
It's
like this, ground floor. not fourth floor.
You didn't like the fourth floor?
Fourth floor, climbing. Hey, the buggy. I had to rent a place, you know, to leave my baby's buggy.
Uh-huh.
I had this.
That's going good.
See, that's right. I told you that.
Let's see. And do you remember how big your house was in Rhodes, where your family was? Your parents' home?
It was a big house.
I know, big compared to what?
Ah.
Because not compared to...
They used to have a big patio outside. Darling, make the house more bigger. Only we have three rooms. That's all we have.
Three rooms?
It was big rooms.
Uh-huh. Big. Okay, how
well, big? We have another floor, you know. We used to sleep upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Ah, deben siete también las ansias.
Okay. Okay. Now you're here back in 1916 in Portland.
Yeah, I was in Portland 1960.
Okay. Now, from what you saw, when did most of the people start coming into America?
After 1916. The more immigrant in the United States, uh-huh. More easy.
And they came for about 10 years till about 19?
All the time.
I know.
The immigration was open for all the time.
Like, when did most of the people come? Most of the Rhodesians leave? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. That's all I know. Everybody uh-huh. was more free to come to the United uh-huh. States. Before it used to be very hard. You have to have money to support yourself in case you don't find no job in the United States.
Uh-huh.
It was very hard, you know, the money was very scary and rubbish, you know, to give it. It's worse, it's very bad to give you the ticket to come to the United States. Was very hard.
Oh. And, wasn't
the high. Most of the people, they used to come on third class.
Do you remember how much it cost you to come here?
I don't know. I don't remember. I never had a car maker. The ticket used to send me uncle. I don't know.
Uh-huh. When you came in 1916, like how many other Rhodesians came on the same boat as you to America? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, I can remember. They used to have three, five people, five more immigrants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hello!